Well, it's time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
How are we doing?
Oh, doing just great. It's started raining here about 3 o'clock, and it's still raining.
So. Oh, really? Okay. We had a report in just north of Malmo had 70 hundredths, and we haven't had nearly that up here, so more on the order of just sprinkles. So how are you doing down there?
Just right at a half an inch so far.
Well, that sounds good.
And last week when we did our show, I taped it from actually Cheyenne, Wyoming, but the day that I did that, we had an inch and a half, so... we're feeling pretty good about things right now.
We may have to do the show a little more often if it's going to rain every time you do it.
Well, but I don't want to have to go to Cheyenne every week.
Oh, okay. Well, what happened in the markets yesterday? We saw a big jump.
Well, we've had some pretty interesting markets here the last couple of weeks. It's kind of a typical weather scenario. I was just looking on some charts here this morning while I was waiting to talk to you. We had a low on June 27th and a kind of a 11-day weather rally where the corn market went up 33 cents, and then in the next 6 days we lost 25 out of the 33, but it was strong again yesterday, and I just suspect that this weather rally is not over. It's hard to tell, but we've been up and down, and maybe we're going to go back up now. I hope we do anyway.
How big an impact right now? All the commentaries that I've been reading too. They're talking about the non-commercials, the specs actually driving the market away from seasonal tendencies. Are you seeing that too?
Well, actually, no. If you look at the typical seasonal price pattern and look at what it's been doing this year, you know, just following very close now. What happens from now on, of course, we don't know, but the demand is still out there, at least anticipated demand is still out there, and we still got that big money in the market, so maybe we'll see this thing go back up, and if we do, that certainly would be not a typical seasonal price pattern, at least in the corn. Now, in soybeans, the long-term charts show a seasonal low the last week in July, and we're not very far from that, and then a pretty strong market going into the first week in September. I'm kind of hoping the soybean market will follow that pattern, and we'll see something a little better than what we've had here in the last couple of weeks.
Exactly. We've got the soybean management field days coming up here in a few weeks, and one of those is going to be west of town here and a couple other spots across the state, so hopefully I get a chance to see you there.
Well, I hope so, too. We're certainly looking for a good turnout. We had our rehearsal, dress rehearsal yesterday for it, and there's going to be a lot of really interesting programs on this field day. There's four different subjects, and each one of them we have two speakers, so... I'll be at all four of those doing a segment on the government farm program and marketing. So,
all right. If anybody wants more information, how do they find you?
Roy at soyroy.com is my website. Soyroy.com is my email address. And it's all up to date and all free.
All righty. Talk to you again.
Good enough.
Roy Smith with our market commentary this morning.